The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
He's nude. Well, I don't know.
By the way, we should probably say nude and then like make a big fatty reference, because that poor man, he'll have nothing to put on the beginning of his show. If we don't like drop the name Big Fatty at least 100 times during this last episode, he will have nothing. He'll have nothing.
Well, that's true, because he's going to have to cut each of those out and use them for the next 700 and how many episodes he has left.
That's right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That poor man, he'll have nothing. He'll have nothing.
Well,
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2357 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got an Axe Big Fatty question, voice letters, we're heading to Spotting Big Fatty, and more Big Fatty! Hello, Probus Big Fatty, that's Volga! Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, full disclosure, I'm recording this ahead of time, because I was not going to be able to record on hump day night for the Thursday little show. So y'all, I had enough material. Big Fatty, it's hard to believe. Clearly that January content contest has helped greatly. It truly has. And so y'all, I've pre-recorded this, but I'll have the coupon as I normally would for Thursday. I'll have it on tomorrow's little show, and we'll just go from there. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, Gussie, that is correct. And
Christ, oh. I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Well, y'all, that is dick on it.
Bag of groceries that needs delivering. Oh. Maybe a taxi that needs driving.
Oh, maybe.
Unbelievable.
Oh, well, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, never duplicated colon bumper. And y'all, I have an update on my colon. Hey, please. Y'all, on Monday. Monday, my doctor retired on me. So, y'all, I had run out of my prescription for... What is it called? It's for the cholesterol, my cholesterol medicine. So y'all, I had to go see my new doctor. There was a new doctor that joined the practice, and so I was assigned to him. And y'all, he's very nice, very nice. And the good thing is he's probably in his late 30s, maybe early 40s, but a young man. Yes, Big Fatty, much younger than you. It's true, and that's good, because I don't want to have to go through another one. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I went in, and, you know, he wasn't going to just prescribe something, because, y'all, they stopped making my cholesterol medicine, the one that I had to take with the apple snack. So, y'all, I probably won't be buying the apple snack anymore. Big Fatty, I hope your Northeast straight boyfriend notices that's not on the coupon anymore. Well, I'm sure he will. Y'all went in and had a nice chat with him. He's very, he had good bedside manner. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. But he says, now, Big Fatty, you're 60. It's time for another colonoscopy. I said, yes. And so, y'all, I'm scheduled. I am scheduled. And, y'all, it seems very appropriate. I'm scheduled for a week from today on Thursday, the tooth of February, for a colonoscopy. I've already talked to Miss Kitty. She's going to take me to the doctor, and they're going to shove the studio camera, HD cameras up my butt. But y'all, I've got to do the prep work the day before. But y'all, it seems appropriate that I'm doing the colonoscopy on February the 2th, because y'all, that's Granny's birthday. Fanny, you'll never forget that day.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad calling you about a puppy update. So maybe we'll be 2 months on Saturday. She's really smart. She's a blue heeler, also known as an Australian cattle dog in this country. They're a herding dog, so she's very smart breed. She, border collies, they herd, but they do cattle, and they nip at the heels of the cows, so that's how they got the name. Heelers. They come in blue and they come in red. And when I say she's blue, it's if you look at her hair, she's black, but she'll have a lot of white in it, so she's so it looks like salt and pepper, and it gives them a blue texture. And I've always had a blue heeler growing up on the farm, so that's why I like the breed. Right now, she's still young enough that I can tire her out, but herding animals tend to. If you don't give them a job, they create a job. So you got to keep them active, and you got to give them something to get their energy out. Nellie was she liked to play fetch and frisbee and stuff, and go for long walks. Where I don't know what maybe it's going to be like, but right now she is really smart. She's already mastered going up the stairs. Usually puppies don't like the ones you can see through, but she can climb up the deck stairs outside and the ones inside really fast, which scares me because she's still really tiny. She's only like 4 pounds. Right now she's blue. She may change colors since her dad is a red heeler and her mom's a blue heeler. We don't know what color she's going to end up being. They're born white, and then their color comes in as they age. So that's puppy update. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, that, of course, is Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call and the puppy update on Little Maybe. And it sounds to me like I hear happiness in your voice. I hear happiness in your voice, and that makes Big Party very happy. And Gus Chad, just a little side note, I heard over there on the Catching Up that you caught up with Mike and Joe, and they thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with you over there for winning the contest for the Big Blue Test. Good job on that, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. And I hope you're also delighted with the response we're getting here on the content contest. Because Gus Chan, I can assure you, I am very, very happy with the response. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi. Just me calling. I figure it's been a while. Well, about a week or so, but you know. A sober call, if you will. First off, I wanted to congratulate you on Ruby Red. Sounds like a beautiful little ride. Secondly, Poodle, I'm not sure why everyone thinks you're a talking dog.
Me either!
I know that you're a possessed blender.
What?
Not sure why everyone thinks you're a talking dog. I don't know. And thirdly, just wanted to give you a little recap. Sorry it's been so long, but wanted to let you know on Maine, our nice little trip that my wife took me for my birthday. Got up there and we did a lunch at the restaurant right after we got engaged that we went to. We did lunch there. We ate at a restaurant that me and Sean actually had lobster together. That was the first time I've ever had lobster. We went to that restaurant and had an awesome seafood jambalaya or gumbo. I don't know, one of them. A whole bunch of lobster claws and shrimp and sausage. Oh, it's delicious. I haven't been eating meat for too long, maybe a little over a year or so. I was vegetarian for about 15 years. So I'm making up for lost time. And the seafood is where it's at. Quite delicious. Bacon. I don't know what I was missing with that. I had the vegetarian bacon, which I was like, yeah, okay. this isn't too bad. It's not bacon by any means. I didn't remember how good bacon was. But yeah, so I did that, kind of went around town. Everything's closed down. We go to York in Maine. It's a big tourist town, so it was dead. There's nothing open. Started to snow, so got some cool pictures up there. We're not usually up there when it snows, because when they do get it, it's a very hilly town, and we only have a car, so it's not great in the snow when it comes up there, because it does come down pretty good. But there's a place near York, a town called Ogunquit, that my parents would always bring me to when I was younger. I stopped going up there maybe when I was 16 or 17, something like that. But Ogunquit has a big, bobo honker population. Very popular, I guess, around here. But there's this one bar that I absolutely love going to called the Front Porch, and it's a bobo honker bar. And, they do on Friday and Saturday nights, they do piano karaoke, and everyone's just singing along. It's such a good time. And they've got excellent cocktails up there. I'm sure they serve the Tanqueray and tonics. So next time you're around the area, we'd love to take you up there. I feel like it would be a great time. There's another place right across the street, Main Street, I think it's called. That was a great time too, that we had there. They do like drag karaoke. It was really fun. But yeah, my family would always, like I said, bring me up to Ogunquit, and my wife's family would always bring her up to York, and they're maybe 15, 20 miles away, whatever. And we met here in Albany at school a few years ago and had no idea of it until, you know, one time she was like, hey, do you want to go on vacation with my family? I'm like, yeah, sure. And to find out that, you know, we would vacation about the same time to only be 15, 20 miles away was pretty crazy. So we go up there every year. We got engaged up there. We got married up there. So it's kind of our place. Anytime we need somewhere to go, that's where we'll head. So, yeah, next time that you're in the Northeast, we'd love to take you up there and show you around. But all right, I've been rambling on for quite some time. I should probably head into work. I will also call you with my junior-y content, contest. Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll call with that soon. All right. Love you.
Love you too. Big Fatty Daddy. Yes. Y'all, that is, of course, Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, that was a long one. It was. It's actually two calls that I put together into one. Big Fatty. Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And don't forget on that about that January content. Big Fatty didn't know anything about it. Is there a jingle?
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the fat one kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the fat one get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January content contest month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Oh, a big fat. Y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, never duplicated January content contest bumper. And Dan, remember, you only have until noon on Sunday, and get a second fiddle, Sean, to get his entry in. Also, yes, Big Fatty, and you know, you're talking in your voice letter about Big Fatty coming up to the Northeast. So what about a road trip with you and second fiddle Sean down to South Cackalack? Big Fatty, no, Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend. Well, yeah, she might just say, get the hell out of here.
Where's that? Come on. FL Mac, uh-huh. Larkin, uh-huh. And Mean Keen.
Aw.
So, welcome everyone. Welcome all. And we have some people listening and not in the chat room.
Who are they?
Dr. Big West Fatty. Finally, that other silly show has ended. And now I can ring to enter the Gus Chad competition and say something wonderful about you, because now I don't have to worry about offending dubious intent. Big Fatty, I love your show. Thank you so much for bringing 20 minutes of, 20 minutes anyway, 5 days a week, whatever, you know what I'm saying. And I'm also really happy to hear that your financial advisor has told you that it's now another few years away till you retire. So you will be podcasting until retirement, which I think was your original plan, wasn't it? Anyway, so another 2,000 episodes to come. Thanks, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler.
Bye. Oh, bye. Oh, yes. Y'all out, of course, is the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the entry in the January contest. It's awfully kind of you to offer those kind words. And, you know, it really wasn't, I don't really think it was the plan to have the little show end about the same time I retire. In fact, the little show's going to go about 6 or 7 months beyond retirement. Beh, Fanny, can we speed it up a little bit? Maybe do 7 days a week? I don't know about that, but anyway. But Scotty, very kind of you to call, and I look forward to hearing from you more often. Yes, Big Fanny?
Hello, Big Fanny. It's Ron, the Haunt Daddy. How are you, bud? Hope things are going well in your end. I heard my hubby call you and ask you the question about hot dog down the hallway. Looks like we're going to be there this year. Looking forward to meeting all of you there as well. Anyway, might as well enter me in that January contest as well. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you, Big Fatty. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the show as always. Keep up the good work. So long from this end. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Ron, the Haunt Daddy. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, is he asking about your how things on your end? Well, you know, a week from today, things on your end are going to be clean as a whistle. Well, it's a perfect day for a puppet show. Big Fatty, you've gotten vulgar. But Ron, thank you so much for the call and for the kind words that you mentioned, and we look forward to you being you'll be giving up your horror hotel virginity, Big Fatty, for a hot dog down the hallway weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a perfect weekend to give it up. Oh, Big Fatty, I've gotten vulgar now. I think it's lovely, just lovely that you're going to be there then. Now, y'all, I was hoping to head over to Spotting Big Fatty today, and y'all, I've got an Axe Big Fatty question from Straight Bob. Big Fatty, you've just nattered on it. Well, no, actually, Dan just nattered on it. But keep them coming, Dan. Just keep them coming. He loves it when you call. He sits here and touches himself. Oh, dear, I guess he's saved by the bell. Big Fatty, I didn't hear a bell. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Reminding you again, last chance to get your January content contest entries in. Deadline is noon on Sunday, the 29th. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard those kids, formerly of the Dubious Intentions. And Daniel, the old gal just rebooted her little show out there in Walnut Hills. You know, Big Fatty calls it quite often. What do you think would happen if Big Fatty stopped calling the little show?
That poor man, he will have nothing. You'll have nothing.
Oh, no, he'd have those darling children. We just love those darling children.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.